My name is Claudia Caldeirinha. I'm Portuguese. I came to Brussels more than 15 years ago. I've been working on leadership and on gender issues for many years, many more than I would like to actually mention here. And I've been interested in looking at how decision-making processes happen and who is taking decisions for all of us in our societies, in the world, in our sectors. And I came to the conclusion very early in my life that it was mostly white men. So at some stage in my life, it became clear that, we all need to do our little piece, our little share in trying to change the world. We have been reading so many good literature coming from the other side of the Atlantic about women and leadership, but we didn't have much about it from this side of the Atlantic. And since me and then with Corinna Horst, my lovely co-author, we realized that we were privileged. We work with a lot of powerful women on a daily basis. We have the pleasure to go for drinks with them and to hear and know their stories. So we thought, okay, why not sharing this with the others? This can actually be very helpful to the rest of our communities to know and learn from, both from the things that went well and both from the things that didn't go well. We started this project more than 2 years ago. We have 14 fantastic women coming from different sectors, from different countries, with different leadership styles. One important finding for me, for us, is that we should really counter the narrative that there's one way women should be leading, because we do need the talents of everybody to face the challenges that are coming ahead. We are just going to face the biggest industrial revolution the world has ever experienced. We're not ready, because we really don't know exactly how it's going to look. So we need all the talents, and the talents cannot only come from a small part of the world population. It needs to be coming from both men and women, from different backgrounds, colors, religions, ages. In terms of the European institutions, we are very happy to see that the European Commission has set its target. It's 40% of women in management by 2019. We know that there's a lot of great people working within the organization, within the institution, to make that happen. We really hope that that happens, because that will set an example for member states, for the other sectors to follow. What gets measured gets done. So one key finding from all the different interviewees is that no one likes targets and quotas, but considering that it will still take us more than 100 years to reach gender parity in decision making, we do need to take tougher measures like targets and quotas, and we need to stick to them with key KPIs, with strong indicators, to have strong data and to actually be able to year by year, month by month, have dashboards that will allow us to monitor evolution and making decision makers accountable.